And now, live from space, it's the 200% World Cup Breakfast with Ian King and Edward Carter.
Hello pod fans, and welcome to 200% World Cup Breakfast number 22. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel right.
I've stopped counting.
Yeah, it's the one after the last quarterfinal match. That's where I'm at now.
Yeah.
I'm in sport world. England got to the World Cup semi-final, Ian. Did you notice?
They did. And, I mean, the most surprising thing about it was how easy it was.
It was, really. It had an air of Denmark in 2002.
A little bit, yeah. But, I mean, they just controlled the tempo of the game so well. I mean, Sweden were abject, let's be clear about that. They were terrible, a real letdown.
They didn't create anything particularly, and I mean obviously when they did, Jordan Pickford was having a good day at the office.
Yeah, he's impressed, isn't he? Actually, the last couple of games now.
Well, I mean, I don't really understand why he was getting any flack. For the Belgium game, I mean, he let a goal in, but it was a good strike.
Yeah, people will always look for something in somebody, won't they? Ultimately.
Well, at least he's not Raheem Sterling.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever willed an England player to score a goal so much before and them not do it. I think the last person I've willed to score a goal that much was Gary Lineker in 1990.
Mm.
And he did it. Poor old Raheem Sterling. I thought he was one of the better England players.
He was, yeah.
The thing about that England performance was it wasn't particularly proactive.
No.
And he looked like he was one of the people who was trying to make something happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Harry Kane played most of the game in the centre circle. He was dropping so deep.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you need that little bit of spark, don't you?
Yeah, no, that's true.
Should have scored. Let's not kid ourselves. He should have scored the one where he took it around the goalkeeper. But, you know, that's Raheem Sterling's game, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he's a firework in a milk bottle.
Yeah, I mean, he needs a goal, you know.
Does he?
But it ain't as simple as that, is it? You know. Unfortunately. I think he'll start again next game. I think that
would be very surprised.
I think Southgate has his first 11 now.
Yeah.
Just wants to stick with that. We'll stick with that. You know.
I think, it would be enormously foolish to change now. There's always the possibility of injuries. We've dodged the bullet of suspensions.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've managed to do that, don't change a winning team. First rule of management. I think maybe the biggest surprise of all is that England aren't going to be playing Russia.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's something in that, definitely. I mean, it's been a very odd evening. Because I've just been sitting here watching this Russia versus Croatia game with really zero investment in it whatsoever. Couldn't care less. You know.
Not even from an England perspective.
One of them. That was like my attitude, basically. So when Croatia won yesterday, I was like, okay, fair enough. you know, I can see how that would happen.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, they're on paper the better team.
Yeah, on paper, on schmaper.
Yeah, their last two games have been very, very disappointing performances. And, you know, obviously, it seems reckless in the extreme to suggest it, but I would think that England go into that game probably as slight favourites.
I think possibly. I don't know. I mean, I think you might say that, very well say that for Croatia as well.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily certain that there's anything really between these two teams.
Croatia maybe have front-loaded their campaign a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, Croatia have slowed, haven't they?
But then again, I mean, you know, England haven't been stellar.
No,
really. They've been good.
Yeah.
But they haven't been Belgium good.
They have not been Belgium good. Belgium good is Belgium good.
I don't think that there'll be any particular fear in the Croatian camp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right, yeah.
But I don't think that there should be any fear in the England camp either. I think they should... Hopefully, it'll be a really entertaining game. I mean, obviously, we've had some pretty entertaining games with Croatia.
Yeah, yeah.
For good and ill.
Yeah, you think so. And I think that everybody needs to just maintain their sense of perspective, you know. They've done incredibly well to get to this stage of the competition, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
if you'd said to someone 18 months ago, or, you know, when Sam Allardyce was appointed the England manager,
yeah,
World Cup semi-final in 2018, you'd go, yeah, 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 all right. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's vaguely ridiculous.
Oh.
And I think that increasingly the most ridiculous thing about it is it doesn't feel that ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've not just been lucking our way through. We've played our way through.
They're starting to look like one of the better teams in the tournament.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you brush a quarterfinal opponent aside, then you've just brushed a quarterfinal opponent aside. And it would pay to teams who, you know, might be short-selling themselves to underestimate them. You know, because they can come back and bite you on the arse.
So, England semi-final, 28 years of hurt and all that business.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, from a point of view of being an English person who was born in England and therefore follows the national football team, because I, you know, like football, I'm pleased.
Mm-hmm.
But I made a terrible mistake. I went on social media and it was a cesspool in there. An absolute mire.
I have literally no idea why you do this to yourself. You are an idiot and a moron.
Yeah.
What the hell were you expecting? What did you think you were actually going to see? Actually, you know, I've seen a really fucking positive response.
I think, yeah, that's the thing.
But I'll tell you what the difference between me and you is. I don't go looking for it.
I try not to.
No, but you can't help yourself, can you?
I can't help myself.
You're sitting there, trousers around your ankles.
Yeah, and going, if only I could find an infinitely tedious skein of bull-headed, small-minded, jingoistic xenophobia. Oh, there's one.
Oh, yeah, and stupidity.
Yeah.
So much that it actually starts to count as an act of self-harm.
Yeah, and I don't know if it was the three cans of cider that I drank slowly being metabolised into my system, or the crushing realisation that England doing well at anything, particularly at the moment, is going to be co-opted by all kinds of arseholes.
who
I don't particularly have any taste for.
Yeah, but the thing is that those arseholes are going to be there anyway. Assholes are always going to try and appropriate things for their own good.
That's why they're assholes, yeah. I guess.
The best thing that we can do is stand by it and not ignore them, I suppose.
Well, I mean, yeah, this, the only thing you can do is to carry on supporting England, because that's what, you know, it's what we've been dealt, isn't it, really? I can't support anybody else. Because it would be ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, a waste of time. Mm.
You would be the worst kind of football hipster maniac.
Oh, yeah, no, I just wouldn't, you know, I have no connection. I have nobody else. I'm stuck with England, and England are stuck with me.
Yeah, I think that's a fairly accurate summary of my position also. And I like to think that the majority of English people are generally nice. I don't expect everyone to think like me. I just wish that everyone thought like me with regard to...
everything.
Obviously everything would be nice, but particularly, you know, with regard to issues of nationality and race, shall we say. And I'm not sure that all of the England supporters that I've seen today, both, you know, in the street and online, necessarily share my feelings on those issues.
Right, okay. Interesting. Interesting.
It's been a long afternoon of the soul for me. It has been one way or the other.
You are reaching deep into yourself today, aren't you?
I am. I've had a deeply despondent day, considering that it's been sunny all day and England are in the semi-finals of the World Cup.
I think that for me, it's just been a bit too easy.
Well, you see, that's why I thought we would end up with Russia.
What's the catch?
It seemed written in the stars that, oh, of course we're going to end up playing Russia.
No.
And can you imagine the kind of filth that the tabloids would churn out for that shit?
Mm-hmm.
And you just went, oh, it's so grimly predictable. And when Fernandez scored that equalising goal in extra time,
mm-hmm.
I just thought, oh, no. It was getting to the point, because it would be so grimly predictable and awful, that whole business. I got to the point where I was actively wanting Croatia to win, even though they're the better team and England have got to play them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, also there is the aspect of Euro 96, I think, still playing in my mind, whereby, you know, England would have to be Germany.
Mm.
An English player would have to be Andreas Möller, perhaps. Mm-hmm. And as much as I would enjoy it...
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there are a great number of Russian children of 16, which is what I was in Euro 96, thinking, this is bullshit.
Yeah, they have somewhat different opinion to you, somehow.
I have very, very favourable opinions of Germany and the Germans
mm-hmm.
and all of our European brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
But Andreas Möller can stick his head up his own arse.
Oh, right, okay, fair enough.
As far as I'm concerned. I'm sure he's a very nice man.
Top quality insight. Andreas Möller can shove his head up his own arse.
Imagine if he could, though.
Oh,
wow.
Fortunately.
That would have been a goal celebration.
Yellow card. Yellow card for that. Definitely.
I was thinking about yellow cards for celebrations when Vida scored for Croatia. And he obviously ripped his shirt off. Which is, I mean, if you're going to take your shirt off, you're going to get booked. So you might as well rip it like Superman or the Incredible Hulk or anyone else. Just properly, let's do this shit properly. If you're going to do it, do it.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking into whether or not he'd already been booked, because I thought that would be just the sweetest moment of all.
Mm-hmm.
To see somebody miss the World Cup semi-final because they were a total twat and took their shirt off. Because it is a bugbear of mine.
Oh, for goodness sake.
It is. I know exactly what Brian Clough would have thought about this.
Go on.
Well, can you imagine what kind of short shrift Brian Clough would have given any of his Forest players who got booked and subsequently suspended as a result of taking their shirt off?
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
He would have clipped them round the ear.
Yeah, well, those were different times.
Yeah, they
were.
A lot
of different people doing a lot of different things. We hope different anyway. A long time ago. But, I mean, I think Russia are worth their place in the final.
Yeah, well, actually, they've been alright, haven't they?
I think they would have been worth their place had they got there.
They've been alright.
I wouldn't want to be the geezers who missed the penalties for them tonight.
Well,
waiting for the old midnight knock at the front door.
Let's discuss those penalties because, particularly the first one, Smolov.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first four kind of all sucked, didn't they? Because it was two all after six, wasn't it?
But Smolov's won because he went for the little dink.
That was particularly egregious.
Can you imagine what Brian... I think all football should be measured on what Brian Clough would have said about it.
Mm.
And if a Brian Clough player had done that in a penalty shootout, he would have leathered them.
Right.
And then Fernandez, the goal-scoring hero of but 5 minutes prior, blasted wide.
Another one where he just got it so wrong. Seemed to wrap his foot completely around the ball. It was such a weird penalty kick to take. I got no sympathy. You know, you missed the target in a penalty shootout. You've only got yourself to blame.
I find it very continental and exotic the way that both sides have selected their penalty takers. Oh, obviously Croatia go with Modric at number three as a strategy because they've done that twice now. And both times he squeaked in.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, there were different ideas on where you should put your best penalty takers.
Yeah.
Some teams say first so that you got one off the mark.
I think the prevailing orthodoxy is that you should, I think, put your best one should go third or fourth. But then again, you put your best penalty take a third or fourth because that's strategically brilliant and he misses the penalty, then it doesn't make any bloody odds, does it?
No, true.
I thought the best Russian penalty was the one that Ignashevich took, the crumbling 38-year-old centre-half. He properly leathered it. It was a good it was an interesting penalty shoot. It wasn't necessarily an interesting match, but the grim icy fingers of destiny gave it an element of peril, shall we say, that kept me on my toes. It was definitely a better contest than England versus Sweden, because Sweden didn't really bother, did they?
They just didn't turn up.
And I'm hard pressed to think of anything that England did. I mean, obviously we scored another set piece goal, and that was it's becoming something of our vibe.
It's a trope, isn't it?
But if Glenn Hoddle calls it the love train anymore, I swear to God, I'm going to go to Russia and I'm going to kick his ass. Bell end. Actually, that was something else I wanted to... It was something else I wanted to talk about today, was the standard of commentary that we are dealt in this poxy land. Obviously, we had John Champion and Ali McCoist tonight.
Yeah.
So it's easy to feel a little bit more charitable towards commentators. But Guy Mowbray and Martin Keown...
Just a disaster area, aren't they?
In previous generations, they would have been in the zoo, those two.
Mm.
At one point, Martin Keown started talking about Harry Maguire and the statue of Bobby Moore outside Wembley. Now, fantastic. Good idea. He scored a goal in the World Cup quarterfinal. Get the bronze out. Let's make a Harry Maguire start. You're going to need a lot of fucking bronze. And Guy Mowbray was saying things, and I started to write them down because annoying me They were annoyingly so
Go on,
much.
Then. Go on.
When the England team went off at 1-0,
mm-hmm.
he said, you know, go off, get yourself a drink, get yourself prepared, and help to, you know, send them victorious into the... And I was, all right. I'll let it slide simply because I'm drunk right now. But when he said, I think in the second half, oh, imagine the scenes at home.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to shake him. I am at home. I don't... You're the one who's not at home.
All right.
Real scarcity of good commentators at the BBC now. And in the last couple of months, they've made documentaries about both John Motson and Barry Davis, which had been very entertaining, and both designed seemingly to remind me what we're missing out on,
yes.
what we've lost. There's been a generational shift, as, you know, there has to be. They can't keep them around forever.
No, that's true, yeah.
Where's all the good ones? Where's the next big one?
They all do sound the same these days, which is about the most old person thing you can say, really, isn't it? What are you going to do?
And, Martin Keown. I would rather have Mark Lawrenson than Martin Keown.
I just keep the sound down these days, you know. Not off, I like the background noise.
I understand that actually one of the red button options is that you are able to watch it sometimes with the alternative commentary, either from Five Live or from the Scottish BBC.
I believe that's been the case, yeah.
Ian Dennis and Pat Nevin. And if only I knew how to work my telly, mm-hmm. I'd be all over that. But
right.
I've had a very long afternoon. Oh, God.
Oh, dearie me. Right.
Well, happily, we've got another 2 days off.
Thank God for that.
Until next Tuesday, France versus Belgium.
Yeah.
That is going to be sweet.
The World Cup final.
In all but name.
In all but name and name.
France versus Belgium, I believe it's the first time that they've played for 30 years, which seems impossible.
They are impossible. Right next to each other, aren't they?
They couldn't be closer.
This is a real local derby, isn't it?
I know. It's got everything. It's got everything. The two best teams in the tournament. The two worst managers.
Oh, dear. Is that everything? I think that's everything, yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, isn't it?
It's really hot.
It's unbelievably hot. Really hot. So hot.
I seem to remember it was about this hot the last time England were in the World Cup semi-final.
Well, possibly.
I know I'm showing my age.
I have no recollection. I remember watching the game on TV, but I have no recollection specifically.
I remember very little, bar Gary Lineker scoring the goal, Chris Waddle hitting the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Chris Waddle almost score from the halfway line at one point?
Yes, he did, yeah.
Yeah, those are the things that stick out.
Well,
I wonder
perhaps,
I'll remember more of this one.
Perhaps unsurprisingly. I don't know. I mean, like I say, England were workmanlike. They were decent. They, you know, they made the minimum amount of fuss possible about getting past a pretty mediocre team who weren't having a particularly good day. They did what was required of them, and you can't argue with a performance like that.
Yeah. That's what Croatia will be planning on doing next Wednesday.
But anyway.
Anyway, let's get the bags of cans back out and put our feet up.
Yeah, give ourselves another couple of days off after this chaos and nonsense. You can find us at 200% pod. That's the same on Facebook and Twitter. It's 200. 100% pod. And you can find me on Twitter at 2HC, TWRHC. You can find him at him over there, at Dortmund.
We'll be... I wouldn't bother that. No. I'm in a very strange place.
Oh, dear. Yeah, you can find us there anyway. I'm going to get off to bed because I am stuck to the sofa and I can barely move. I'm so hot. I'm so tired. Honestly. I don't know how many times I fell asleep during that podcast, but it was probably more than four. So very tired.
Delirium is definitely so
very tired. But anyway, we'll be back again Wednesday morning. Have a good few days off. We're going to have an awesome few days off. It's going to be brilliant. I'm going to drink so many cans. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you again in a
contact
few days.
Us on Twitter. Bye-bye. And Facebook at 200% pod, or email 200% podcast at gmail.com. Like and subscribe. Rate and review. I am a robot.